And now the game where we invite on experts to answer questions about things far outside their area of expertise. Until just last month, Austin Goolsbee was the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors in the Obama White House. Before that, he was a member of the council, and before that, an advisor to the Obama presidential campaign. We expect him to either take the blame for the mess we're in or convincingly explain why he doesn't have to. Austin Goolsbee, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Pleasure to have you. So you're a trained economist who is at the center of the councils of economic advisors in the White House. So our first question is, are we screwed?
No, but we're just slowly working our way out of it.
Really? Yeah. In kind of a spiral corkscrew motion, yeah. I would assume, from the screwing.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't want to be European at this moment. They are screwed. But
really? Is that what you told yourself in the White House war room in the depth of this current depression? Well, at least we aren't Belgians.
I say that every morning.
Well, tell me what it was like. First of all, you know, you just left. How does it feel? I mean, did you enjoy your time in D.C.? You were there for a good 3 years.
Well, you know, I always said that I didn't go for the fun, and I wasn't disappointed.
Right.
Because it wasn't, you know, it was a strange moment, and there was a time when I was flying back on a flight to Midway, and we went through a terrible thunderstorm, and the flight is really bouncing around and horrible turbulence, and I don't get very nervous flying, but in the row, two rows ahead of me, there was an older woman on the aisle, and there was a young kid by the window, and as the plane is jerking around, the woman begins screaming, "We're gonna die!" And everyone looks around, and then, boom, it really jerks down, and the lights kind of go out on one side of the plane, and she continues screaming, "Oh, God, we're going to die!" So the people on the plane are looking around. Nobody's saying we're not going to die. Maybe we are going to die. I mean, like, and so finally we land, and they come off, and she gets off, and she's very shaken. And so she was sitting next to this kid who's just staring out the window the whole time, like, "Oh, God, please don't." And so I say to that kid, I said, "Wow, that was some flight, huh?" And the kid said, "This is my first time on an airplane. Is it always like this?" And I realized after 3 years in D.C., I was that kid.
Right.
I kept asking him, "Is this normal? Is it always like this?" But, I mean, it was a...
In that scenario, who was the person at the White House who kept screaming, "We're all going to die"?
It was Joe Biden. You can tell me, right?
It was me. I was just screaming, "At least we're not European."
Yeah. Let's talk about you. You're an economist, but you're also, we are told, you like improv comedy. You were once named America's funniest economist or Washington's funniest economist.
I was named D.C.'s funniest celebrity.
Whoa.
So the key in both of those is aim low.
You know? Yeah,
so,
I know. Did you ever try to like crack some jokes at the serious White House meetings?
Yes, I almost created a diplomatic incident at the OECD. When the
OECD,
that's the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development, and it's in Paris, and the head of the CEA hosts the economic policy meeting of something, and it was a very serious moment. And I was trying to lighten it up, whatever. So they went around the room and they got in an argument about whether the publications of the OECD should be free, and the Secretary General said, "Well, actually, most of our budget comes from the sale of these blockbuster publications. And one of them was called Fit, Not Fat. And I think it was about teenage obesity or something." And he said, all the health ministers of the OECD got together. And I pushed my little button, which goes to all the trends, and I said, "Over lunch?" There was dead silence. And then he looked. And he said, "No, they had a conference." I said, "Oh, well then carry on."
One last question before we go to the game. How does it feel to be one of the men that Salon.com named one of the 15 sexiest men of 2010?
Whoa.
I said at the time, I didn't even know Salon was printed in Braille.
Very good. You know. That may be the funniest thing a government economist has ever said on this show. Well, Austin Goolsbee, it's great to have you back in Chicago and also back on this show. We have asked you here to play a game that today we're calling
Soul.
train.
It's the 40th anniversary of Soul Train, and since economists have no souls, we're going to ask you... it's not a job requirement. We're sure they just wither from disuse. We're going to ask you about the long-running music variety show Soul Train. Get at least two right, and you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl Weiss.
I thought Carl was going to be that soccer guy.
I know.
Then it went the other way.
We're adapting, adapting that skill of his to other uses. Carl, who's Austin Goolsbee playing for?
Austin is playing for Patty Keller of Westboro, Massachusetts.
All right, here we go. Westboro fans, I guess. First question, anyone who watched Soul Train for the last 15 years knows it ended with a host saying, "We wish you love, peace, and soul." Thank you. But the sign-off used to be different. Which of these lines preceded the love, peace, and soul thing? A, and you can bet your last money, it's all going to be a stone gas honey. B, remember to spay and neuter your pets, but please don't do it yourself. Or C, so long, farewell, off Wiedersehen, adieu.
I'm going with C.
You're going to go with C, so long, farewell, off Wiedersehen, adieu. We wish you love, peace, and soul. You guys, now wait a minute.
Come on, you want to go with A?
You guys, you got to be cool here. Let him, you know. If he's going to screw this up too, then you got to let him.
Two? Austin. Peter read that with such soul, I could see where you would be confused. It was so real.
Yes.
I'm still... I'm going all right, fine. I'm going with A.
You're going to go with A. You're right. It was A. And you can bet your last money it's all going to be a stone gas honey. We wish you love, peace, and soul. A longtime NPR listeners will remember back in the 70s, that's how Carl used to end his newscasts. All right, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. That was one for one. Let's go for
stone
two.
Stone gas.
Stone gas, honey. Next question. Soul Train made a lasting impact on many stars of today, such as which of these? A, celebrity chef Emeril Lagasse, who serves a dish called Filet of Soul Train in his New Orleans restaurant. B, actor David Hasselhoff, who wrote to the show every day for 20 years in a failed attempt to get invited on. Or C, news anchor Nancy Grace, who says she plans to use what she learned from Soul Train to win the upcoming season of Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, God. You are aware I've been spending time thinking about the economy for the last time.
Oh, really? I wasn't aware.
Okay.
And as I'm sure you know, in comedy circles, that's a setup. I'm professionally obligated to take a swing, but go on.
Okay. I'm going to go with Filet of... Oh, they want to see Nancy Grace? Is she even on Dancing
with the Stars?
I've never even seen
this. Is this how you made decisions? This is how you made decisions in the White House. You go out to the line for the tour and go, what do you guys think? Interest rates? Stimulus? What? Come on, get it to sign.
So Nancy Grace is going to be on Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. So there's a lot of talk about that. Where is little
Kaylee?
All right,
Kaylee? Fine. I'm going to go with that.
You going to go with this? You going to go with Nancy Grace?
Yes.
You're right. It was Nancy Grace.
Another example.
All right.
Another example of soul personified. Nancy Grace.
Yeah. Nancy Grace.
Now that's cool right there. Huh?
Last question. Let's see if you can go perfect here. Last question. Soul Train has always had an inclusive vibe, welcoming figures you might not expect, such as which of these? A, Vladimir Putin, who debuted a dance move he calls the Putin Puddin. B, an actual train. Or C, Wolf Blitzer.
Oh, wow. It's got to be an actual train.
It's going to go for the actual train? That'd be great. Well,
because I know
Soul
Wolf
train.
Blitzer.
You know Wolf Blitzer?
I know Wolf, and
no way
it might be true, but that would really surprise me.
Be amazed. It was Wolf Blitzer.
It really was.
No.
Wolf Blitzer was inexplicably...
Did he do the scramble board?
I did not see that coming.
He was invited to be a presenter at the 2010 Soul Train Awards, where he learned to do the Dougie. This inspired Blitzer's recent failed attempt to create CNN's Soultuation Room. Carl, how did Austin Goolsbee do on our show?
He had two correct answers, Peter, and that's enough to win for Patty Keller.
Congratulations. Well done.
Okay.
Feel good about yourself? Yeah. Austin Goolsbee is a former White House economic advisor. He's now on the faculty at the University of Chicago. Austin Goolsbee, thank you so much for joining us here.
Thank you, guys.
Great to see you. Austin Goolsbee, ladies and gentlemen.